Back in, must have been 1955, when I first came to Rollo Township, to my amazement, I go to a township board meeting, and it's 4 members are black and 4 members are white. And did not realize, of course, the property lines and how they were drawn. And over the years, of course, the city of Royal Oak and all the other communities, Oak Park had pulled away from the township and became cities. And so on the advice of the attorneys and the people in our area, it was agreed to try to do the same thing. My first encounter into the political arena was John McCrina came to my house, and Ted Crenn and Virginia Salberg. It says, we're circulating petitions to become a city. Thereafter, they had another township election, and George Harkey was reelected. And the old Harkey farm, of course, ran through the entire center of the city with Bill Yankee. And they owned the farm where the incinerator is today, and the Hudson and Kmart stores. In any event, after 5 elections and 5 attempts, we finally became a city. And Lloyd Ferguson was elected as our first mayor, with Charlie Edwards and Jim Salberg and John McCrean and Ted Crenn and George Sargent placed upon the council. Majority of all are dead now, of course. And I became president of the Homeowners Association and was appointed to be a justice of the peace of Rollo Township and Madison Heights, which I served one day and resigned. Later then, I was offered the treasurer's job, and I decided to run for council instead. I was on the council a couple of terms, and I ran for mayor and was elected mayor. And over the years, we were able to at least widen the 10-mile road and put some sufficient lighting, water, and sewer. I can remember Dick Marshall, city manager, says we should go up on 13 Mile and buy this acreage for a potential city hall and library, but we don't have any money. And we can't ask the people for any money because they wouldn't give us any. The issue would not pass the voters.
Why did they go up to 13 Mile?
It was all vacant.
Okay.
And John R. was Mud Street, and okay, this was all vacant. And it was cheap property. And thanks to the foresight of Harry Young and Dick Marshall, they were able to see what was going to happen.
Okay.
So anyhow, we bought the property on credit and paid so much down. I then was also elected to the Michigan Legislature in 1960. And I had stepped aside in behalf of my good friend Bill Broomfield, who was the youngest Speaker of the House, and a congressional seat finally became, we got 2 seats. George Dundero had been the only congressman for Oakland County for years and years.
He's from Royal Oak.
Right. Now we had enough population, and George was getting old, and he retired. He wanted his son to have his job, but he couldn't make it. So it was between Bill Broomfield and I. I stepped aside as a Democrat for Bill Broomfield, my dear friend, who was Republican. In any event, a few years later, I went to Washington. I said, Bill, I need about $20 million to cover a big stinking ditch going through the center of Madison Heights, known as the Red Run Drain. But more importantly, I need a grant for a city hall and a library, Bill, which you'll be interested in.
Okay.
And a police station and a court on 13 Mile Road.
This was, what, about 62? 61?
No, for that. It must have been, I'm guessing now, 58. I'll have to go look at the seal and when it was built.
Okay, well, this was built in 60, finished in 64.
All right. Bill, being a good friend, went to work and got us the first grant for the state of Michigan to build a municipality, a library, city hall, and a fire station. I think he got us $2.5 million. We then put the vote to the people, and people turned it down. Turned down the library, city hall, and the fire station. Twice. So I then established a building authority, which is short for circumventing the vote of the people. But sometimes people don't really understand. It's a terrible thing for a politician to say, but since I'm retired, I can say it now. Sometimes people do not really understand the issue of which they're voting upon and can see 10 or 20 years ahead. Not that I was a great visionary, but other people around me were great visionaries.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Lampier School then had about 45, 50 kids, but we knew they were going to have a library in this city, because Rollo Township took our library and all of our books, and the water fountain, and the police cars, and the cheers. And we had a net worth of about $1.50 when I went up on the council. In any event, Bill got us the money, Bill Broomfield. We set up the building authority over the objections of the mayor and the council. Oh, I was mayor, over the objections of the council and over the objections of everybody else, and we finally had got the facility started. We then would lease and rent the library back to the city, and the city was making the payments indirectly, and it's a subsidized lease is really what it was. Mm-hmm. But it was in the best interest of the people. We had a population then of about 10,000-12,000, and it was growing leaps and bounds, and you had to have these services for the people. Mm-hmm. So it turned out very well, and we got all the facilities, and then I devoted most of my time then to state and national politics. I'm very pleased with the rapport of the Madison Heights had a turbulent career, and I was a lot responsible for that. I did some bad things, and we were always in a turbulent society. In the last 5 or 10 years, as you know, we've settled down very well. We have a stable community now and a stable mayor and a council. Nobody's throwing snowballs anymore, and it's very quiet and peaceful. And you can really now begin to see the results of this continuity of the mayor and the council manager and so forth.
Okay.
I was instrumental in hiring Dorothy Lance as assistant clerk. Mm-hmm. Now she's our city manager, as you know, and is doing a magnanimous job. Mm-hmm. Albert Green and all the other people that are involved over there, Pete Connors. And that's what you get when you have a responsible mayor and council, and the politics, so to speak, has been
put on the side a little bit.
Laid on the side. Yeah. So considering the turbulent start, those were bad days, in early township days. See, we were pressured by the unions not to incorporate, because they wanted to organize and unionize all the employees and what have you, and we had to resist that. And as such, we had a regular war out here between the unions and the local politicians and the state politicians. I can recall having turned the governor of the state of Michigan around and not allowing him to come into Madison Heights because of some of the things that were happening at that time.
No
city
kidding.
Income tax.
No kidding.
My good friend today, John Swainson.
Mm-hmm.
And these were very turbulent years. It's always like that when you're starting. And, of course, Madison Heights was the whipping boy because you couldn't put anything bad about Birmingham or Southfield or Oak Park at that time. So it all had to be about Madison Heights and Hazel Park.
Mm-hmm.
And but they've done very, very well. Both the communities have got themselves well established now. And thanks to John McCrina. You might wonder where the name came from, Madison Heights. John McCrina went to Lansing to register the name. There was already Madison, Michigan, so he had to add on the word Heights. And somebody says Lowe's. Should have put Madison Lowe's or Swamp. It was a swamp at that time.
Okay.
And so John McCrina is primarily responsible for the name and contributed enormous. John McCrina was the first city manager, treasurer, library, and police chief, and fire chief, and building inspector. He did 11 jobs with no pay. Son later went upon our police force, Bernie McCrina.
Bernie?
Yeah. And Jenny Salberg contributed enormously. She had the only restaurant in town at 11 Mile and Gregg. She made the only donuts in South Oakland County. And it was the meeting place back then of Mayor Tom Welsh, Mayor Art Miller from Warren, and Mayor Bill Huffman, Madison Heights, and Mayor Johnny Kazarn from Hamtramck. That's how I got into politics in Hamtramck. And of course, Kazarn died, and his son is now the mayor, John Jr.
Yeah.
But we would all meet there at Jenny's Donut Shop, Jenny's and Art's Donut Shop.
Okay.
All the various people that over the years, we failed to get the schools involved. We tried to consolidate back then the Madison and Lanford School District, which would have really been in the best interest of the people. And naturally, two superintendents didn't want to give it up, and it's just extremely hard. But one of the pitfalls of my political career was trying to explain to people who live north of 12 Mile, we'll give you $10,000 to educate your child. If you live south of 12 Mile, you only get $5,000. And sooner or later, the state will consolidate those two districts. They have to. Mm-hmm. But it should have been done years ago when there was no enrollment. And we did not pay enough attention to the schools and assisting them. Until later we got in the legislature, and through Dr. Wilford Webb and Dr. Val Vallad, we were able to do a lot of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember the two Myers boys when they were playing high school football.
Jack and Jim?
They both made All-State, as you know.
Yeah.
They both made All-American, as you know. And very close to the family all these years. Helen Hennessy taught school here 40-some years.
We did an interview with Helen.
Did you?
Yeah.
Helen was my neighbor.
Okay.
And our babysitter, we love her. And the Mrs. Jackson up here, who taught here 47 years, and that's her son, is Lon Jackson, the prominent attorney.
Yeah, right.
In this area today.
Okay.
His mother taught here 47 years when they only had one school on 13 Mile Road. Had 32 or 42 kids back then, years ago. But it's been a good community, and they've done a lot of good things now. They've got all the roads widened.
When did you start doing roads, basically? You became a...
Well, we got some state money, and we finally widened... 10 Mile Road was the first road we widened, because back then we had all the enormous racetrack traffic, and we received no revenue from it.
Okay.
So we finally got some money through our legislatures and congressmen for the 10 Mile, and when we finally got the money to widen John R. and put some modern lighting, because now it's really been done properly.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about when I went to Lansing. I was instrumental in getting money to widen 13 Mile Road into Quinder and the parks that you have over there and the golf course. Back in the old days, we had pork barreling. As chairman of the Appropriations Committee, I was able to bring a lot of money into Madison Heights. I got tremendous grants for the library, for the city hall, for the golf course, the swimming pool, the parks. We bought the park from Lanford School District, which is now located on 13 Mile Road.
Madison and Woods?
Yes, all the acreage. And,
no, not Madison Woods, Suarez Woods.
Right.
Yeah,
and
I'm sorry.
It was named after George.
Yeah.
George has been a very good mayor. He's stabilized the town. The council is very dignified today, and that's the way the people want it. It's the way it should have been 25, 30 years ago, but...
When you're growing, it's like a little kid. I mean,
yeah. Well, we used to have 100 people run for every office.
Yeah.
Now I noticed last time there was hardly anybody running.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... I don't know if it's good or bad. I think you need to have a little competition on it. As good as the library is in Madison Heights, I think it every 5 years they ought to have a rejuvenation.
Mm-hmm.
John Motors taught me this. What have I done good the last 5 years, and what can I do to improve it?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we get additional money? So how can we get these learning materials, these books, into the kids' hands in the schools? Because the school libraries, as you know,
less than what they should be.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. But we need to reevaluate ourselves. And we've been a city now, let's see, what, about 30 years?
Yeah, about 35, I think.
35, whatever it is. And we ought to have a reevaluation. And this work that you're doing here, every elected official, past and present, should be brought into this, and school administrators. The school superintendents now, Jim McCann and Myron, both of them, crackerjack guys. They're sharp as hell, very bright. And they should be brought into this reevaluation. What can we do to improve the Lanford schools? What can we do to improve the city hall and the court system and all of these kinds of things, and improve our services to the people in a manner which they would appreciate?
Okay. This interview featured Bill Huffman. It was made on the 25th of March at approximately 10 a.m. in the morning. Thank you very much, Bill.
Well,
appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.